It is a pivotal week in Washington as President Biden looks to pass that near $2 trillion social and climate spending package by the Christmas break. But he's still got one key holdout in his own party. So what does he need to do to win him over? Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. In, you know, obviously we're talking about Senator Manchin here. CNN reporting, Rick, that the president did in fact have a conversation with a senator last week. He says he's not fully on board just yet. What do you think at this point he's just waiting for?
Nobody knows. That's what is so infuriating to most Democrats about this. Manchin has said what he doesn't like about this legislation. He thought the original price tag was too high, so it has come down. It's now around $2 trillion, or perhaps a little bit less than $2 trillion. He's worried that it's going to generate additional inflation, but he hasn't said how you might fix the bill to address that concern. So Manchin has been enigmatic on this legislation all along, to say the least. And I think what most Democrats want is for Manchin just to put up or shut up, to say, I'm either going to support this bill or I'm going to tank the whole thing. I think Democrats are reasonably optimistic that somehow Manchin does have a plan for how he will actually sign off on this legislation. He just hasn't shared it. So that's what Washington is waiting to hear. Everything hangs on this one guy at the moment.
And Rick, can you talk specifically about the urgency, that the timing of all of this? I mean, you know, we've only got a few weeks left in the year, but the president's certainly looking to close the deal now, because come next year, the focus is going to be really on the midterms.
Right. The urgency is mostly political. There's nothing that says this legislation has to pass by the end of 2021 or it's dead. But I think that what Democrats want to do is they want to get this done in 2021 so they can sort of start fresh next year and they don't have this lingering. They also like the idea of a deadline. I mean, if they set a deadline, that is one way that Congress actually gets stuff accomplished, is they come right up to a deadline, and often it's at the 11th hour right before the deadline. There is one practical element to this, which is that expanded child tax credit, where millions of families are getting extra money in the bank, that actually expires in December. So in order for that to continue, this would have to be approved again. The legislation does include a one-year extension of that. So that would have to occur by late December. But on the other hand, if this does drift into January or even February, which is very possible, Congress could also always make those child tax credit payments for January and February retroactive, so that they would pop up in people's bank accounts anyway. So mostly just a desire to get this over with after, I don't know, what is it, 8 or 9 months they've been developing this legislation and talking about it, so they can move on to an election year in 2022.